Okay. Parshas Kedoshim. The first one here is a very, very famous Ramban about the mitzvah of Kedoshim. Okay, it says Kedoshim to you. So it's very not clear in the Torah what exactly is the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. So Rashi says of a Prushim Narayis Mavera, that's Rashi. Torah's Karnim he brings down here, says Rishi Stam Prushim to you. And he says, he doesn't think that the Precious over here is a special as Horan Arayas. Avla Precious here, Muskeras, Bechol Mokim, Talmud, Shabbalah, and Kurpushim. The Precious that we're talking about here is not a specific Isser on Arayas. It's a general category of Avaris Hashem called Precious. And wherever we talk about Prushim in the Torah, the Mida Precious, that is all included here. The Inyan, it says. Ki HaTorah is here by Arayas Macholim Asurim. The Torah gave Yisurim and the Torah allowed Heterim. So there are areas of Heta, eating things that are kosher, family life in the circumstance that it's Muta. In Kaini says, a person, if somebody's a Baal Taiva, he will be able to indulge in his Taiva without any problems. He could be a big fress a lot of, drink a lot of wine, fresh meat, and he can talk and say things, the crassest things. So who's gives us ever Torah? Where's it also in the Torah? And he coins a phrase here that's very, very famous. He says, "V'hine yeh novel b'shus haTorah." The person is going to be a novel. A novel is a crass, coarse, bad person. B'shus haTorah, in the parameters of Torah. In other words, let's phrase it. The problem with any law that's written in letters is that you follow the letter of the law, but you don't. You're able to avoid the spirit of the law. There's no way in which you can write every single circumstance a person comes across. If you're eating pie and it's very, very, very luscious and delicious, don't overeat, refrain from eating it. There's just not any way that you can phrase it in a way that will cover every circumstance. And what the Torah wants is that a person be kadosh. So therefore, the fig of bar kosov. That's why the pasuk comes along after we've gotten through Nachrei all sorts of Isurim that you're not allowed to do, but kloli, and it tells you in the general, a person should not overindulge. A person should practice restraint on himself. And a person should not overindulge, he should do it kefi the mitzvah. And a person should try to limit wine and so on. The Torah calls it Nazir Kaddish. And he should remember the bad things that come out of excesses of wine. And a person should stay away from Tumah. Afish is Hainaman of the Torah. Even though, and so he adds something very interesting here. There's an inyan not to be mitami yourself, even if you're not a Kohen, and even though there's no Isser. It's something that I've heard about certain big people that they weren't Isser. If they could avoid being mitami tameis, they wouldn't walk under the awning that was together with the base of Levayis and so on. But, you know, if there was no reason for it, they didn't, because Tumah is something which is Hefer Kedusha. It's true, we as Israel don't have Yisr, even Kohanim Bizman Azeh, most of the Tumahs, they don't have Yisr, except the Tavimes, but they're not eating Tumah. Still, Tumah is something that belongs to the Chelek of the Bria that's not good, and the person should elevate himself above it. Kinyan She'eskiru Bigdei Ha'aretz Medes L'Prushim. So this is very interesting that it gives us another understanding of different restrictions on Tumah. In Paris, there's a lot of restrictions. There's they eat chulin b'taris hakodesh and so on. And the posh side is, these are restrictions so that you don't come to be over on truma. The way he's learning it is, in its own right, a life of tahara, even where it doesn't touch on any yisurim, is still something that is appropriate. Obviously, this is a high dagger, something that a person has to be shy to it, so that's a higher dagger than the other things we've seen, but again, it goes in that cloud. V'gam yishmo piv v'loshoyna me'izgoyel v'riba chilagasa v'minadibur animas. And a person has to watch himself from overeating and from language at course. Kin yashizka kosev chol pedoy v'nevola. V'ikadish atzom ezeh chegil apricious k'mesh omar rebchir shesach zicha v'tel miyamo. So there's a mitzvah klolis. There's a general mitzvah that is meant to give us the flavor and the ruach of things that the Torah wants, and which these things are, and which are specific mitzvah details. If I can give a muscle for it, when you have a graph, the data is mapped as dots on the graph, and you know a guy's done the testing. Effective aspirin on heart patients, and they'll have a dot for each patient. I don't know how many aspirins he took, how long he lived, whatever. And the dots on the graph in themselves are meaningless. It's when you're able to make a line, sort of a curve of sorts, some sort of line that becomes the meaningful klal of these pratim, that you actually have a bigger picture of it, and you can predict things and so on. So I want to apply this in a few in Yanim. First of all, the people who claim that they are halachists only, and show me in Shohar where it says it's usher, and if you can't show me where it says it's usher, it's mutter. Falls under the rubric of what Ramban is calling a novel b'shus haTorah. Technically, yes, you're going to have very technical olam haba, and you'll technically avoid gehenim. But the person doesn't become an ish kaddish or a ben olam haba in the full sense of the word. Torah is as big as life, and a person is meant to identify with that ruach hadvarim. And when it becomes, it's one thing when a person has a special difficult circumstances and he's makel fine, but when it becomes a way of life, it just makes sure it doesn't say before it's also, then something about that whole derech hachayim is wrong. It's as if the Torah has no bigger message, no klal, and it's all about this dats. So one person sees a sweeping picture of Yiddishkeit, and it's a meaningful picture, and one person just sees a bunch of meaningless dots, and that's it. This is technically also, this is technically mutter, and so on. It's also one of those areas that should fall under the rubric of what we call Das Torah. And let's give an example. I just want to be very, straightforward. Let's say something like going to a basketball game. Is there Mefurisha, Issa, and Shulchan Aruch? If there is, it's contrived. yes, I'll kill Ka'amim, Tatar, Sur, Kakasur, fine. But it's hard to pinpoint those very, very specific. Is it an appropriate thing to do? Well, if a person is in a circumstance where a kid is living in general culture, he needs outlets, he needs to be part of society, it's the right thing to do. And then it's positive to do. If a person is zochah to live in a more insulated society, and it's a Torah society and so on, and one needs not be. So the question whether to see grown-up people being also grosh v'rubam in throwing a ball into a little hole, jumping up and down, and being shakua in something as meaningless as that, is repugnant to someone who's a ben Torah. Now, it's an appropriate call for a head of a tzibur, a head of a kila, whether it's a rebbe, it's a rav of a town, a Rosh Hashiva and a Yeshiva to make that decision. Now, it's not a Shoharach decision. It's not going to say Mefurish Lo Yelach the basketball came Ella Im Kane's a playoff or something like that. That's not going to say it. But the question is, what darga is that she beholding? It's part of the Ros Achrayas to sense that. Just like in certain societies, and let me give another example where it really, really depends. For people living in one type of society, it's important that their wives dress extremely well and so on and so forth. Somebody who's in the outside world and he comes into contact with a lot of people, the nisyonos, it's important not to be, it's important to be machmir that their wives be dressed well and so on. A person who lives, as long as it's technically tzniastic, you know, there's being dressed well is a positive thing. So Gemara and Tainis, but Abba Chilkiah's wife would dress up, and so on and so forth. If a person is living in a society where it's not an issue, then moving the dial towards more tzniastic oifen is appropriate. And that's part of the passing judgment on judgment calls on this Klolistic Inyan is part of what we would call Das Torah. It's not Mefurish, it's not Shacharach, it requires understanding of Klal, an understanding of what the Torah sees as an ideal, understanding of where is the place that these two meet, where the physical needs and the level of Kedusha meet with each other. Then he adds another thing. The Torah has the sweeping mitzvah Achei Sheparat Kol Averos Shenasuros Legamri Ad Sheikaros Chalzos Hatzavah Hanekiyos Yodeh V'Gufo. The Torah also included physical cleanliness. K'mo She'amru Biskadashtem El Mayim V'Shenim Bisim Gozim Mayim Achronim Ki Godes Hashem Arev. Now Mayim Achronim and Shem and Arev are cleanliness. Ki Afa Pi She'elu Mitzvahs Medivrehem Ika Kosek Yitzu B'Zayasiyah. So Ramban sees in this inyan of physical nikiyas as something which is also a level where a person moves away from it. Let me just explain it a drop. If you take a kid who is natural and uninhibited, he plays in mud and puts up a big fight not to have to wash up. Why? Because he enjoyed the fun, enjoyed the mud, it's great, it's a pain to wash up and so on, and doesn't seem to any real reason for it. A person who's grown up, forget about the hygiene aspect of it and so on, but there's a certain sense of nichbadus. Filth and dirt are beneath a person who wears stained clothing or filthy, grimy hands, there's some priestess in it, and he sees a certain level of nobility of a person to be clean, washed up, and so on. So that's something which is appropriate, and it reflects that similar inyan. And that's what he says, Be'isam Toshem Mayim Achronim Ki Kodesh Hashem Arev means the Torah gave a general mitzvah. Chazal found these details to be some of the particulars of it. So there's nothing wrong with sitting down at the bench with a lot of tzol and peblach all over your hands and so on, but in Kedusha, which requires a certain distancing yourself from things that are physical and coarse, that's where Mayim Achronim comes in. Then it says, "V'zeh derech haTorah lifroit v'lichol b'keitzah b'zeh." It is the derech haTorah to itemize and to also give a general klal. After Torah got through telling us all the things you're not allowed to do in business, it says in general, you shall do the yasha and the tov. You shall you shall incorporate Yosha and Ashva v'chol lefnim eshoz adin l'tzon chaver kashefash be'egir v'makam tzarek ha'shbarku. So doing that which is appropriate, even though technically you're not stealing, there's still a gap, a big gap, between technically not stealing and doing the right thing. And it is a reasonable stock of a posi to say technically allowed to do it, but it's not vasisa ayashava tov. It might be something which a person has, it's a big shasat chak and there's no eitzah, but it's important to understand that dinei mamonos. So when people come along with technicalities, and with the lumdus that it shouldn't be gzeil or whatever, even if they're right, which many times the negius really pushes things past it, the question is this vasisa yashava tov? And I want to go a step further with it. Every person has a chloristic level of where he's holding ruchnius, which is appropriate, like we saw before about the basketball game. It's great for some people, it's okay for other people, and it shouldn't be there for other people. And a person finds his level in ruchnius, some people overstep, some people understep, but that's what it is. What's strange sometimes is the disparity. A person who's makpid would pay this neirois on a hair of a hair of a hair. It's three steps away from any chas of hashras or tavras, but al tzad ayesa type. In other words, the problem that started was a problem that it has no time anyway, and then it's batel b'shishim, and then it's a suffix, but you know what? We give a heksha only for things that are 100%. That's good. It's a fine, it's a very wonderful, noble thing. But how come in dinim mamonos you really, really are taking kulis? Why would you be mosa nefesh on chalav stam? It's not that it's not appropriate and not worthy to do so, but a person asks himself, and why is it that for moments I did things that was far, far from Tova Yasha. Let's even assume it's not technically Zela. A person needs to understand the klal applies to both. Torah gave us kedushin to you for Ben Alam Makom and Vasisa Yeshva Tov Ben Alam Chavero. And then he says something very interesting. He says, what is exactly Yeshva Tov? V'chol lefnim mishuras adin l'ritzoin Chavero. This is something that, if you want to ask yourself, how do I know where it stands in the world of Banan Chavera? Well, the Mishnah says, "Kolsit Tiferes Lamin Adam." If people look at you as a cheat, then even, let's say halacha you're right, so that puts you in the halacha you're right, but you're not in the world of Asiyas HaShem HaTov. If people see it as being appropriate, then you're there. I mean, that's the Ramban. V'chol lefnim mishuras adin l'ritzon Chaverov. Where a person is understood, and that's part of it, on l'chaveru, people see the yashras. Yes?
But really, for each community, isn't there going to be a nekuda, that's where they have a struggle, and so that's where they'll be, so to speak, more mako, whereas in other areas, they will be machmir, because that's not where they struggle. Taking the tzniyas example, for a community where they're in the greater society, tznius might be something where they're going to maybe push the limits a little bit more, but when it comes to dinei mamonos, they don't have those issues. So for them to do what would be ridiculous. Whereas in other communities where parnassa is much more of an issue, that is where they're going to be more make of it.
So I think that's appropriate, and it's the right thing to look at every tzibur and see where it's good and see where its nesionos are. And that I have no problem with. It's definitely right. But the problem is if there's no sensitivity to it. If a person says, Chol Yisrael is more expensive, my budget is tight, I can't afford it, this is not a place where I can do kosher, that's fine. Or a person says, my parnos is very dachuk, I need to do this deal, even though I promised this was the first, but technically I didn't make a kinyan, so on and so forth, I'm going to do it. If the person understands it as b'di evet and understands that it is tchak, no problem, it's right. But the problem starts when people don't have that sensitivity, when it's seen as a chatchila, when the person is it's honorable, it's worth having. A person is making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and the 6 cents on the Holy Soul milk or the 50 cents is the thing that, you know, I'm not going to overpay for it. Or the person is making a lot of money and his business dealings, you know, need a team of lawyers to defend. And the person doesn't see it as the debt. So if we understand the hashkafa right, in other words, we say to ourselves, this is a circumstance, this is right because it's a b'di'evet. My kid lives out of town, you know, he needs outlets, everyone's into sports, I need to win the ball games. That's fine, that's right. But if I'm sitting in Lakewood and I say to myself, well, I want my kid to be more broadly cultured, I want to take him to a basketball game, that's, you know, a person needs, as long as we understand it in terms of where it is, we're honest about it, then you're 100% right. The chayim is being a Shabbos. Also, I'm lochus belav, but trochem besik kol is shenem tishpois. So again, one of the harder parts of Shabbos is defining quote unquote Shabbosic activities, defining things that fit into that getter. It's tricky, and yes, so there are no clear. There's no clear shalach to pass from one or the other. But there's a certain sense, and this is a place where Das Torah, Das Poskim, or Morada Asher, or Bezin, are the appropriate places. That, you know, if the Kehillah has a general sensitivity that X, Y, or Z is not Shabbistic, then yes, that shouldn't be done. The Tama Kosovi says, She'oma ki kodesh ne'eshav akechem lo'ima she'anach l'niske l'dovka v'sein ha'kdoshim. If we are Kedoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is a world that's removed from Gashmias. And the further a person moves away from the world of Gashmias, the closer he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei zeh kinyan dibur rishon ma'aseres hadibros. We'll see one piece of Barbanel over here. It says like this. He's going on the din k'deishim ki k'kadosh ani. V'anochem, it says the Barbanel says. She'tziv ha'shem is ala Moshe, she'kabetz kardatni yisov is here mitzvos elu. He wanted them to go over all the main mitzvahs. All of these mitzvahs are a review to the Krisas Bris and Kukrasai. The Niska says that Dibris, the Sas Dibris are not mentioned. Akash Baruch is not going to feed the order. Avarot is Alavavan Poi. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, is being mitzvah us, is not to do mitzvahs because Seichel says. Elo mipnei shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lalechaz v'drochav l'dovka boi yasu kol mashiasu matei v'ashleimus olay necheres omishat sichu v'doisei. So he says over here that the thrust of the pasuk is ki kadosh ani means that the world of good and kedusha and so on and so forth should not be understood as something which I understand this to be right, but rather because the way to be davening na kadosh baruch hu. Let's explain point here, which I think is very important. A person is married. Now, a person has, when he's thinking of something other, should we go out to eat, should we go here, should we do this, whatever it is. So there are two ways of thinking about it. One is, I like doing it, and therefore it's right, and it's good. I enjoy it. I don't like doing it, and therefore we're not going to do it. The second one is, I know my wife, and I know she will like this, or I know she won't like this, and therefore we're going to do it, we're not going to do it. Now, the seichel that we're meant to use for Avodas Hashem, this is the fine line, is not, since I have determined this to be right, it is right and is good. When a person says, I am following my own seichel, in the sense because it's my own seichel, then the person is doing the good not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he thinks it's right, and it's definitely noteworthy when somebody at least is following seichel, but if he's following his own seichel, then that's all it is. If a person says, I've gained some intuition as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me, and so on, then a person is using a seichel and intuition to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that's tov. And a person is saying, Kadoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. And it fits very well to Ramban. Shoharach is shoharach. At the end of the day, by definition, if you take a look and see how big the esek should be or how long the lulav should be, you're following shoharach. It's not going to, that's what you're doing. But when it comes to this area of kadoshim, which is kind of the general area, then you say, well, you're going to have to use your sensitivities. You have to use your intuition, you have to use your seichel, your das. And this leaves room it's at the end of person should say, well, I feel this to be right now following my conscience. Great. So you are you and following your conscience. It doesn't really create a kesar HaKadosh. But if a person says, I sense a lakus here, or I don't sense a lakus there, I sense hefcha lakus over here, then the person is following a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a very, very different world. And that's why he says, "Elam bnei shetziva kadosh baruch hu v'lelech zoch dafka boy yasu kol ma sheyasu matov v'shlemus lo mipnei b'china cheres u'mishpat sichli midoisai v'lachach ha'ma k'doishim tiyu sh'lenem azel arayis v'lvad elo al kol adibis v'chlau shu k'doishim u'mikachas v'chol advarim k'loima aval pi sheitadchem ha'mishkol manoshim v'chilas ha'bosis sheyasayin shatunugim lo mipnei zet tiyu shtu v'minyagas ha'hema. Even though there's a world of heter, I didn't allow you to be shtuf in it. Al tiyu b'sei v'yayin v'zei l'bosa l'omot. Al tiyu k'doishim v'zei m'pushim n'achumiyas. V'lo yitzasu zeh. So be, separate yourself from things that are physical and coarse. V'lo yitzasu zeh k'filosofim yisboidim chisak v'gufim l'moshech achasichlo. There are other people who do it, thinkers who do it, because it allows them to be as sichlistic as possible. It makes them into giant intellects. So when we read about great, quote-unquote, great people, thinkers, etc., who were ascetic, but the point was to realize themselves, that's not why you should do it. Al mitnei ki kodesh ani Hashem al-keichem nidol mekochem v'gashmas. I am to be found, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found in the place, the less gashmias, the more ruach there is there. V'day le'eved li'snayeg b'minik ha'odin. An eved needs to be like the Adam. V'telchu b'drochet eskeshu k'mayim. So if we ask ourselves, what is the overriding klal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the answer to that is yisrachkus from things that are Gashmi. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is. And in the place where we find the more physical, the less divine. The more divine, it's going to be less physical. So the Abarbanel's, the Ruch of the Ramban, but he's being moistened, this is a very, very important knetch. Our understanding of what's good does overlap with certain philosophies and so on. But the difference is, what's the point of that good? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or our own realization of what good is? And that's where the Pasuk Yikadosh Ani comes. It's our Pesach sort of, so HaKadosh Sameach. At least for this year, I guess it's relevant to have HaKadosh Sameach.